Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Exalt and magnify him. He is alive forever. We celebrate you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. In this great month of empowerment, you shall have your own personal experience with the Holy Spirit. In this great month of help, you shall access divine help from above. Every helpless area of your life shall receive help this month. Every helpless area of your life shall receive great help this month. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. We have started experiencing a very strange wave of the Spirit. Last Sunday, over 2,000 people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. I'd like us to please recognize that the Holy Spirit is not an option. He is your necessary companion for fulfillment in the race of life. Just like oxygen is not an option for a man who wants to stay alive, the Holy Spirit is not an option for a man and a woman who wants to keep winning in the race of life. Just like oxygen is for living, the Holy Spirit is for living. He said, it's for winning. He said, it's more profitable for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. It is profitable for you that I go. So, just like oxygen is for living, the Holy Spirit is for profiting. So everyone who wants to live a profitable Christian life, he needs the companionship of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, the Bible said that he's given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit to profit with her. So it's for our profiting. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for our profiting. So everyone who desires to live a profitable life, an ever-winning life, needs the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Everyone who desires to live a profitable life, an ever-winning life, definitely needs the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 2, 38 to 40, on the day of Pentecost, they say, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent, and we will baptize every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gift of the Holy Ghost is given us to profit with her. So I believe that your next level of profiting is beginning this month. As you have been filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit, your next level of profiting is beginning this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? We read from the book of John, chapter 15. The gospel according to John. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring 15:26. I was reading 14:26. Now 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. He will prove me in your life. He will testify of the reason for which I died. Will make my death real in your life. It will testify in your life that I did not die in vain. The Comforter, that's his ministry. But it's very important for us to know that it is Jesus that is involved in that transaction of sending that help to you. From the scriptures that we read, but when the Comforter has come, whom I will send unto you, who will send him? So Jesus is the source through whom we receive the Holy Spirit. Who is the source? It's not your pastor. It's not the prophet that passes by your church. It's not the founder of your church. If you check in Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 3, John was testifying. He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. But there is one coming after me who is mightier than me. He will baptize you. Who will? Jesus. With Holy Ghost and with power. Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 and 12. He will baptize you. He will. He will baptize you. So Jesus is our access to the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Now, in that John chapter 14 that I earlier read, he said, whom the Father will send in my name. So the thing, I am involved. I'm right there. Your empowerment passes through me. I am the source of your real empowerment. Who is the source? A woman came to me in 1983 and he said, I've gone everywhere seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I'm not baptized yet. I said, you went to wrong people. He listed many great names. I said, you went to wrong people. None of those men, including myself, has capacity to baptize anybody. John said, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And if you believe him right now, as the baptizer, you'll be baptized and you are looking at me. And there he just started speaking in tongues. A high society woman. She was desperate for the Holy Ghost, but was looking for the Holy Ghost through other sources, through wrong sources. No man, no matter how anointed under heaven, has capacity to baptize any other person in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the baptizer. Who is the baptizer? Jesus is the baptizer. Jesus is the baptizer. He said he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that's very important. Like we tried to share last Sunday, the evidence of his presence is the speaking with new tongues. How many understand what I'm talking about? You speak with new tongues as a practical evidence of his indwelling presence. We saw that in Acts chapter 2. We saw it also in Acts chapter 16. We can infer that also in Acts chapter 8. When Simon saw that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, what did he see? Did he see them just dancing? He saw it happen the same way it happened on the day of Pentecost. And he said, please give me some of this power so that when I lay hands on people, they can also be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we saw in all of the stages that speaking with new tongues is the evidence of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Just like your car will always require refueling, so you will always require refilling of that power. Amen. No matter the cost of your car, it will require fuel to move. So don't watch the oil dry up. No matter how many years you have been driving, when your car lacks no fuel, you cannot ride. You will now need to push. Many people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit are presently oil dry. They are simply pushing. The story has changed. No, they no longer have a ride. They are now enduring a push because there is no more oil. Amen. You remember the story of the five foolish virgins? And at the midnight, when the bridegroom came, there was no oil in their lamp. And they went to their neighbors, please give us some oil, for our oil is gone. They said, no, that it may not be insufficient for both of us. Go to them that say, and buy for yourself. You can't refuel a car on behalf of another, can you? Now that we are going on a family tour in Christmas, we have three cars. Just fill this one. By transference of power, then the cars will get home. That would be a big time joke. Every car must line up to be fueled. Can I hear your amen? Amen. The same way every man must line up for refilling in the Holy Spirit. Once filled is not always filled. Every oil that is being used is going down. And you will need to refuel to keep the light burning. This is very important. In Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And let's check what they did again in chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. This is where many of us have had challenges. Acts chapter 4. Let's save time. Verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. They were praying now. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And by searching for thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, what happened? The place was shaken where they were gathered together. And they were what? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now, they were all filled. When they had prayed, they were all filled. It was an earth-shaking prayer. It was not a religious prayer. They wanted an infilling, a refilling. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. That's very important. The same people were filled with the Holy Ghost in chapter 2. They have expended the much of the oil in chapter 3. In chapter 4, the oil was still burning, and then they were confronted. And now for them to move forward, they check the fuel tank. It has gone down. So they lifted up their voice and said, "Fill us again with the Holy Ghost." And then they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and then another set of eruption began. This is very important. So we go back to the station. And Jesus is that station from where we draw. Jesus, fill me anew. There's a sign on the dashboard of my life that the oil is in reserve. Fill me anew and keep me in top motion. And after that, the Bible said another set of eruption began. In chapter 5, Peter had become more like the Holy Ghost himself. And when Ananias and Sapphira lied, they fell off. And fear gripped everybody. The power was moving like no man's business in their lives. That is the intention of God for you for this month. That we move off the natural sphere altogether and move into another realm in the Holy Ghost, until we know you have moved into another realm. How many are looking forward to that? Say with me, once filled is not always filled. I will always require a refilling if I must stay on emotion. I will always require a refilling. I will always require a refilling. I will always require a refilling. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? So instead of praying for God to come and do things for us, let us pray for the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit to empower us to get things done. Can I hear your amen? Amen? Let's pray for that. What if they did not pray in chapter 4? The oil will just be going down and down and down until it becomes extinct. And the fire goes out. But they were sensitive. This oil is going down. And then they went on to the station and got refired. And when they got fired, everybody knew. And things began to happen. Praise the Lord. Now, in chapter 30, in verse 33 of that same chapter, the Bible says, and with great power, Acts 4:33, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace began to have expression in their life. Great grace. Grace that cannot be denied. Grace that cannot be ignored. Grace you cannot pretend not to see. Beginning from this month, no one will pretend not to see the grace of God at work in your life. Great grace, great grace, great grace, great grace. If you look at the Holy Spirit in two scriptures, he is painted as oil. As what? I mean, an oil is always expended to be replenished. In Psalm 45 and verse 6 to 8, thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Oil. And it's talking about anointing. You are anointed with oil above thy fellows. Anointed with oil. Because it's oil, it's always expended with time. And if you want to keep it in place, you have to go replenish. The fire of the Holy Ghost is fueled by the oil of the Holy Ghost. And for that fire not to go out, you have to ensure that there is fire there all of the time. We used to have vessels like this in those days where they have bush lamp. And they put the wick in it and then you pour oil. And as the oil goes down, you put more oil so you can keep having the fire that gives you the light and the heat you require. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3 talks about the oil of joy. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me, and it talks about the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Say with me, oil of joy. So the Holy Spirit is described as the oil of gladness in Psalm 45 and is described as the oil of joy in Isaiah 61 verse 3. And if it's oil, it's expended over time and will require to be replenished. If it's not replenished, it will finish. And when it finishes, the fire will go out. And then anything can happen. How do I get it replenished? Go to where they sell and buy for yourself. Where do they sell? The altar of Christ. Amen. So go to the throne of grace. Go there with all boldness. Go there to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of trouble. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. So we go to the altar of prayer to take delivery of our desired infilling. Say with me, infilling. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. There's a world of difference between the anointing upon and the anointing within. The anointing upon is transferable. The anointing within, each one goes for it. The anointing upon will heal the sick in a meeting and his hands are laid, but the anointing within is what keeps the healed. If the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Most of us celebrate the anointing upon, but what really makes you and your total worth is the anointing within. and that each one must go to buy for himself, if that fire must be kept alive. That is why this month is set apart. For you not to watch your tank one quarter full, and many reserve, and many are already granted, there is no more drop of oil in the tank. This is your chance to refuel so as to regain your Christian dignity. Can I hear your amen? It is your time to refuel so you can regain your Christian dignity. Rise to your feet. When your tank is full, you are not apprehensive of any long queue as you go on your journey, because your tank is full. But when your indicator is showing that you are going towards reserve, you check on the right and on the left as you go, so you don't get grounded on the highway. Everyone needs a refilling this month. And if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, like I said earlier on, you can never be a profitable Christian. The gift of the Holy Ghost is to make you live a profitable life. Lift up your two hands and look up to Jesus. Jesus, I don't want to watch my tank run dry. So help me. I need an infilling that will bring me to a new level. I need the infilling of the Holy Spirit that will launch me to another level. Jesus Christ, I have come to you tonight. I don't want to watch the fire of the Holy Ghost go out in my life. Fill me anew. Fill me afresh. Lift up your voice and pray to him. Fresh. And fill me afresh. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Matthew 25:8-9. But the wise answer, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. In order for your lamp not to go out, you must go to buy for yourself. In order for your lamps not to go out, you must go and buy for yourselves. No one can give the oil to your life that will keep your lamp burning. You can only see with their light, but you don't have your own light. Because you need your own oil to keep your own lamp burning. Your oil shall not go out. How many believe God for a unique infilling this month? You believe God for a unique refilling this month? You believe God for lamps, your lamp to keep burning? Receive that in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive a unique refilling in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Is you ready for the communion tonight? Lift up your two hands to heaven and desire a touch of Christ through this communion table. Jesus, I desire your unique touch through this communion table tonight. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we partake of this table of the flesh and the blood of Christ, and we desire a unique encounter for each one of us as we do in the name of Jesus. Lord, from this table, let the weak become strong. Let the sick be made whole. Let everyone appointed to death be delivered. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. The power was so strong in his life that demon-possessed people saw him ahead of time and they started screaming. I decree that your experience this month will be so unique that everyone will know that God's power has come to be resident with you. In the name of Jesus. Monday this week, a woman was attacked by the enemy and couldn't speak anymore. And so the husband brought her here. And as they crossed the gate, she said, Amen. And by the time she entered the office, and prayer of faith was prayed over her, she could explain by herself with her mouth everything that happened that made them become dumb. When did it happen? So day. How did it happen? So much. She was speaking fluently before walking out of here. I don't know what may have tied you down. As the Holy Ghost begins to move on this ground, this month will be a month of change for you. One of the sons of our men here was struck with the spirit of insanity. And it was a lot of effort getting him into the car, and they brought him here. As he stepped into the door of the office, he started putting on his own button by himself. And I said, okay, come on here. Enter that room. He opened the door, entered the room, and spoke to him, and he answered. And by the time he was prayed for, that was the end of it. Went from there to the restaurant, ate, came out, lifted his two hands, and giving glory to God. Whatever has been out to humiliate you, this month, the grace of God will turn it around in your favor. Say with me, this is my month. This is my month.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 216-88, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.